So before we start the next parak, just to interrupt the daf for a moment with a short ha'ara, and that is, the daf began with a little bit of divrei agada. The Mishnah said, "V'haya kasha yarem Moshe yaday v'gava Yisrael v'chiyadav shal Moshe oisus mocham oishayvus mocham elalay malacha." And everyone knows this chazal. But then the Mishnah brought a second pasuk, "Ki yitzav davata omer aselacha saraf." So this is talking after there were many Yidden that were bitten by these very, very dangerous serpents. People were dying, they were very, very sick. And Hashem told Moshe, this is the refuah. Make a saraf, an image of it, put it on top of a pole. And again, the Mishnah said, does it make sense that this nachash had such supernatural powers? When they would look up at the nes and they would see Shamayim, it would cause them to completely be machnia themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what brought the refuah. Vimlav, and otherwise, they would fall apart. It's Yadua that in Brisk, there's a Messiah from Reb Chaim Volozhin. The Reb Chaim Volozhin said that if a person ever finds himself in a situation where there seems to be a tremendous Midas Hadin that right now is being channeled in his direction, if a person finds himself in a situation where his life is in great danger, if he would have the ability to be mizboinen in the idea that ein oid mulvadai, that at the end of the day, even though it looks like there's something that's pending, that's so dangerous, but that thing really doesn't have any koyach, and the koyach is 100% HaKadosh Baruch Hu, said Reb Chaim Volozhin, this person would be saved. There's an idea that if a person can tap in 100% to Einoi Mavadai, that would be a tremendous issue. And Bris, they say over that when the Bris Karov survived the World War II, so he used to use this skula from Reb Chaim Volozhin, and there were mices that were always said over where specific times they were zoicha to nisim shaloi kederech hateva, and it was based on the Mesoira, based on this skula from Reb Chaim Volozhin. Now the truth is, this skula of Reb Chaim Volozhin is mentioned mefurish in Sefer Nefesh HaChaim. It's in Shar Gimel, it's in Perek Yud Beis. Just read a few of the lines inside. So Reb Chaim Volozhin is talking about this idea of Einoid Mavadai and really, really inculcating it to appreciate that there's nothing in the world that has any power other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ube'emes, said Reb Chaim Volozhin, hu inyan gadol, u skula nifla. This idea is an inyan gadol, and he refers to it as a skula. Lahaser ulavato meyalov kol dinim uritzoyno isacherim shlo yuchlu lishpleipoy v'layasu shum roishim klal. Kishahadam kaveya b'libay leimar, when a person's kaveya in his heart to say, haloy Hashem hu alaykim ha'amiti, ve'einoid milvada yisparach shum koyach pa'oylam v'chol oylam is klal, v'akom mali rak achtusa yapashi yisparach shumoy, umavato b'libay bitul gomor, ve'einam ashkiach klal al shum koyach v'rotzim ba'oylam, u'meshabed, u'medabik toyer machshavtoy, rak lo'odon yochid baruch hu, ken yaspik hu yisbarach b'yodoy, shememeli yispatlu me'olav kol ha'koychoiz v'arutzoynesh ba'oylam shlo yuchlu lifoyloy shum dover klal. So it's a lot of words. But Reb Chaim Volozhin says that if a person's able to really, really internalize this idea of Einoi Mavadai, there's no koyach, there's no din in the world that would have any shlita on the person, says Reb Chaim Volozhin. And it's in a Haggah, right here in Nefesh HaChaim, very, very next line. He says, V'zeu inyam ma'morim zal b'mishnah Rosh Hashanah Chav Tesa Mer Aleph. He said, this is what Chazal meant in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah Chav Tesa Mer Aleph. That Moshe Rabbeinu was instructed by Hashem. Yidden was sick, they were dying from this nachash. So Hashem tells Moshe, Asei lecha sarof. V'sim Moshe al neis. And the Mishnah said, is that possible? V'chi nachash, meimis oi nachash, mechaya elo. Bezman sheyistor mestaklin klapim mailo, u'meshabden aslibam la'aviyam shebashamayim hoyim misrapim. Said Reb Chaim Volozhin, what's the tifkeit in this Mishnah? What's the tifkeit in this pasuk? The Yid was told, if you can look at this nachash, the nachash was what caused all the problems. The nachash was the machla. If you can look at the nachash in the eye, I see you, but I know you have no shlita over me. Why? Because einoid mavadai, that's where the refuah came from. That was the idea. They would look up to Shamayim and they would see two things. Suddenly, they see these worlds colliding. They see the nachash, which ostensibly is the troublemaker. But then they see Shamayim, and they realize Einoid Mavadoi. So he says, if you can look the din in the eye and acknowledge 100% and go through the Lashonis the way he explains it, Umavato Beliboy, Bittel Gomor, Veinem Mashkiach Klal Ashum Koyach Verotzen Ba'olam, that's where the Yeshua was going to come from. So he says, it wasn't enough to just look up to Shamayim. They had to be looking at the Nochash and at Shamayim at the same time. So that right now, as they're looking at the Nochash, they're being Mavatal, Bittel Gomor, what the Koyach of the Nochash is, that they don't believe what anybody, they know it's not the Nachash. It has nothing to do with that. Rather, what is it? It's the Eibishter. Says that was the Skula, and that was the Refuah. So Reb Chaim Volozhin said, you want to know the Makar to this Skula? It's the Refuah of Parashas Chukas. That's what's going on in that Pasuk. V'hoya kol ha-Nachshuch, v'ra oisei v'choy, dafka the Nachshuch. And what's he looking at? He's looking at the Mach. If you look at the Ramban al HaTorah on that Pasuk, the Ramban says, really, it's a very big Chiddush. That what was the Refuah? The Refuah was, look at the Machla. It's a very funny Zach. Right? That's the way to do it. You look at it, and that's where the Refuah is going to come from. The Teretz is, because the idea was to look at it and be Mevatel, believe by Bittel Gomer. It's Davka by being Mevatel the Machla. If you're not being Mevatel the Din, then you don't have the Skula. The Skula comes from being Mevatel, believe by Bittel Gomer. That this thing that seems to be causing the problem really doesn't have the ability to cause the problem. Once a person's able to do that, said Reb Chaim Volozhin. But either way, our mitzvah that we just learned is the rest of the story of the school and the flaw of Reb Chaim Volozhin.